I want to give you an example of what all of this could look like with a project that I have been dreaming and incubating for years. It's called What Buffy Taught Me About Love. Okay, I think Buffy the Vampire Slayer as a text is an incredible resource for us to study with insights and guidance for our current times. And I'm not just saying that because I own all the box set DVDs and I was obsessed with this show ever since I watched the first episode on YTV in 1997. That's right, YTV. I was in so-called Canada. There's so much we can learn about this text, about the ancestor healing journey, especially if you look at like the lineage of Slayers, Willow's relationship to magic, plus the really deep things it has to say about grief, friendship, fighting against your inner demons, community, power, your personal gifts and strengths. Plus, Buffy definitely wins at like promoting every single type of racism that you could think of. But as someone who loves this text, I actually feel like we can learn so much from its problems and from what it does horribly wrong, as much as we can learn from all of the things that it does beautifully. In my ancestor communication journey, I've been building a practice and technology I call working with fictional characters as our ancestors and accomplices. This is about going on a creative journey with fictional characters that we love as sovereign spirits. And their journey collaborates with you and your healing journey. Together, you learn something really important to offer on the collective altar of our current moment. And you can see many examples of how I do this with characters from Buffy and also characters from other stories that I love on my podcast, aka my public library. I did this with Christina Yang from Grey's Anatomy. I even did this with the acclaimed, widely regarded seminal film, Mighty Ducks 2. You don't have to look up the definition and like characteristics of like what makes a seminal film. And here it is: innovation, influence, cultural impact, and technological advancement. Yep, that's Mighty Ducks 2. Anyway, what I want to do eventually is publish an anthology called What Buffy Taught Me About Love. I want to bring together a group of storytellers who also love Buffy and who are also on an ancestor healing journey. I want the anthology to offer perspectives of disability justice, Black feminism, racial healing, cross-cultural solidarity work, economic justice, indigenous sovereignty, as well as conversations on grief, friendship, magic, leadership, all the things that Buffy inspires. This would be an artist residency, along with opportunity to publish your work in this anthology. During the artist residency, I would lead and support the group through a process of journeying with a fictional character as your ancestor. We would focus on stories from Buffy, but I'd also be open to folks journeying with other fictional characters, or maybe, you know, that's just a part two anthology. But here I'd love to give each person who goes through this residency an artist grant to work on their piece, plus, you know, a monetary gift for publishing. I think it's so important to have places that prioritize deep, thoughtful, nuanced conversation on how do we move through conflict together? How do our definitions and conceptions of solidarity, privilege, loyalty, friendship change as we go deeper into our healing journeys, personally and collectively? Pulling out the medicine of beloved stories is one of the most powerful ways that we can have these conversations and offer each other essential medicine for these times. So the folks in this residency, you'd be putting together a body of research and storytelling to speak to this. As I raise funding through the system, I'm going to be putting money toward this project. But before I invite in an artist residency, I'd like to spend some time developing and promoting more of my work on this topic, so more people can see how this process of working with fictional characters functions when I do it. Here, my first priority would be to bring in 1 to 3 enthusiasm generators. These are folks who would get a study grant to study my work with Buffy and other fictional characters and share what they learn publicly. So we would be having a public conversation and publicly developing this body of wisdom. We'd invite folks to follow along and study this work with us. This would create the foundation I need to then open an artist residency. People would already be, you know, following along and developing their work and ready to apply to the residency and the anthology. The anthology itself could be multi-tiered. We could create a podcast drama, we could publish a book, we could create a traveling gallery or exhibition. The possibilities are endless. I want to touch on a few of the main bodies of wisdom that I've been developing through Magical Reality TV for the Revolution. Some of it is published, and a lot of it, you know, is still drafts that I have scattered across my journals and Word documents that I haven't published yet. But I want to give you an idea of the themes that I'm working with. So if you're thinking about becoming an enthusiasm generator or going through an artist residency with me, you can say, oh, I really want to study and devote to this topic. On the letter of interest form, there will be a place for you to indicate interest in any one of these themes or bodies of wisdom in development. The first one I call re-membering, to talk dirty to myself. Here, I explore the intersections of spiritual healing and sexual healing, ancestor healing and erotic writing from a survivor-centered focus, as well as possibility models of healing intimacy, friendship, interdependence, breakups, all from a queer, kinky, poly-positive, and disability justice perspective. Next is the revolutionary heart. This is where I share my unique technology in animal companion medicine, including animal communication, soul and lineage healing, and how our animals help us find our greatest revolutionary contributions for our current times, in life, end of life, and afterlife. An important part of this topic includes lessons I've learned from animal companion loss for grievers of all kinds. Next, I have learning to live without regret, transforming legacies of trans suicide into trans a livelihood. And welcome back, multiverse historian, getting nerdy about all different types of ancestor technologies of time versus colonial or capitalist time. And both of these topics feed into something very close to my heart, which is, what does it mean to really, really want to live wholeheartedly, to really want to be alive right now for no other time than what we are given? Lastly, as we circle back to the beginning, I want to return to our Village Producer program. I've spoken about the associate producer role at length. To recap, this role is great for someone who has a platform, audience, or network you can activate. It's also great for people who have their own thing going. You may or may not want to participate in our other programming, but you believe in this mission and you want to apply it to your own situation. With the right partnership, I can help you generate a 5- or 6-figure village grant that you can put towards supporting your programming, giving out grants to people you work with, and help weave more people into different models of financial growth and sovereignty. I am prioritizing collaboration with the best suited associate producers, as I feel this is the best entry point to get the system off the ground. If you feel you're a good match and you want to rock and roll, please do go through the entry portal and send in your letter of interest as soon as possible. The second role here is an executive producer program. Now, this is great for someone who has an extra stash and wants to make a significant investment into the Spider-Woman network and the work that I do here. This role clicked for me when I thought about how often I've looked into new business startup grants and loans, you know, hosted by major banks and competitions hosted by big corporations, where the best application could win a nice chunk of money to grow your business. Most often, these programs include setting you up with some sort of business mentorship. Now, I think we can agree that bank loans aren't ideal, and those competitions, you know, like, you often don't match the criteria, and I don't want all the strings attached to winning anyway. I don't want a kind of business mentorship that will try and get me to succeed in a system that I'm designed to dismantle. Here, we return to our fundamental question. What is the producer's role in the village? How can we take back our power in places that banks and corporations have imposed on us? If you're a company or individual who has gathered some extra wealth, I would consider an investment of at least $5,000 eligible for an executive producer program. Now, this number might change as time goes on, but as I write this in September 2025, I feel good about $5,000 as a base number. You could dedicate your investment to a particular body of wisdom and development, or to the village granting system as a whole. We would set up a personalized program for each producer regarding an exchange of services, skills, mutual mentorship, and ROI. For example, along with the financial investment, you could offer us some kind of business support, wise counsel, or support in the areas that we need to build more skills. We also set up a way for you to learn from our research, education, and advocacy in areas that matter to you. For example, if you are a survivor-centered organization, we could use some of your investment to fund heavy-hitter artist grants for folks exploring ancestor healing perspectives of trauma and survivorship. Or you can put funding toward the body of work we're developing on remembering to talk dirty to myself. Imagine pitching that to Royal Bank, am I right? As this body of work grows, we could offer you some kind of quarterly or bi-yearly financial ROI. We would decide all the details on a case-by-case basis. By the way, you can be both an executive producer and associate producer. Like, you could do a fundraiser or a money-moving workshop with your audience and contribute an executive producer amount to the Spider-Woman Network. Look at how badass this is. You're not just benefiting from the work we do. And we're not just supporting each other. You're not just financially backing initiatives that would never get funding from other places. You're doing all of that, and you get to do what big Hollywood producers do. But we do this our way. The village way. So next time someone stops you in an elevator and they ask you, "So what do you do?" You can say, "Oh, me? I'm an executive producer." And they'll say, "Oh, you work in Hollywood?" And you'll say, "Oh no, I don't work for the industry. I work for the planet." All right, as I was recording this bundle, I realized there's one hot pink elephant in the room that I do want to touch on in section 7. That is the topic of accountability and trust when it comes to exchanging money. Let's touch down there before I tell you about the entry portal.